Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Recovery Care. The title may seem a bit strange to you, but it is related to aftercare, but specifically for hypnotic recovery. Sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes you may listen to something or someone does something to you that causes an ab reaction. And this is okay. Your feelings are your feelings. If you feel something is wrong, talk about it. Trust that feeling. But of course, before you can talk, you may need to calm down first. Now, because you've been hurt by hypnosis, I'm not going to use hypnosis right now to help you recover. Instead, I'm just going to talk with you. Just a simple, short conversation, a little bit of comfort, and a lot of care. Being upset happens. It sucks, but it happens. And there are all kinds of reasons why you get upset. Sometimes these reasons can be helped, and other times not so much. But we're not here to talk about what went wrong. We're here to talk about how to make it right. One way or another, we can help a little bit. Now I'd like you to do something for me. See, the first thing you can do to calm down when you're in a place that you don't like is take control of your breathing. So, will you participate? Let's take a moment. And together with me, breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Now, isn't that nice? Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Now, just two simple breaths like that can help a lot. And maybe you need more. Shall we do one more? Yeah. Breathe in. And out. Very good. In. Listening. Now that we have your breathing a little bit more under control, shall we work on your thoughts? See, you don't have to be hypnotized to help your thoughts calm down. Even with thoughts, there are some tricks. Focusing on breathing, for example, does help your mind relax. Another thing that can help is listening to someone talk. And look there, there's someone talking. So, are you willing to listen? Well, fortunately, I'm not going to tell you to do anything, because you don't have to do anything. This is all voluntary, and you decide what you do or what you don't do. You have the right to refuse, and you have the option to participate. I'm going to be okay with it either way. I'm here to help, but I don't need to help. Okay? Okay. So now that your thoughts are a little bit more relaxed and your body is a little bit more relaxed, we're going to do a very simple grounding exercise. Just remember who you are, and remember where you are. It helps a lot. Just for a moment, think about who you are. And after that, think about where you are. And just repeat to yourself who you are and where you are. And it helps. It helps you to focus. It helps you to ground, to get back into the moment. And right now, you're listening to me because you want to recover. You need some care, and that's okay. Everyone needs some care sometimes. That's why there's hospitals. See, if you break something, you go to a doctor, and they help you heal. And same with your mind. If you get too hurt, you go to someone that helps you heal. And this can be a professional or a friend, or it can just be a voice that you listen to. Who knows? You may be listening to one right now. And it's okay. It's okay to need help sometimes. It's completely acceptable to need care sometimes. And remember, whatever happened before, it's over now. You can fix it. And if there are some very terrible effects still lingering in your mind, there are reset files that help. Especially the deep reset can help you clear your mind of anything bad still left in there. And if you're completely free of all those influences, just listen to aftercare. It's all there. There are all kinds of files to help you. And I'm sure that it's not just me who has made files to help. If you seek out help, it is there. And it's your choice to listen. Your choice to participate. It's okay to do and not do. Just know that it's okay to ask. That it's okay to need some time to recover. And it's definitely okay to make mistakes. Everyone does. And the best part is, you can learn from them. Now, as a final sign-off, I'm going to do something very nice. So, if you're willing, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And out. Hugs. Now, I hope you're okay, and if not, you know what to do, and I hope this helps. And just in case you need it, wake, and good luck.